Nash. I'm going to make sure we get those Fox 3 microphones in the shop.
Fox 8 and 3. They gave you a bit of a challenge early, but pretty impressive win.
Yeah, well, there's some good teams in the comp, and they've performed pretty well through the early stages. And yeah, they represent a significant challenge to the way you defend, I feel, more than anything else. Yeah, they're a really hard running side, out of stoppage in particular, great on transition, and for the most part, we were able to play the type of footy we needed to have the game in some form of control. Which is easier said than done against a side so damaging.
Did you know what you had them in your pocket before they got struck by those three big injuries late?
Well, I think at half time we were plus 20 contested ball. By that sort of 10 minute period at the beginning of the second, or through the middle part of the second, you know, we felt like we'd stabilised the momentum of the match and were in control of how the match was being played, which I said is no small feat. We were, you know, pretty proud of the way that our players stuck to the task and adhered to the focuses going in. And we had to flick things around a fair bit, and that's what you need to do against a good side to try and maintain momentum and control.
Pretty early on in the game, you put someone back behind the ball. Do you reckon that was pretty definitive in sort of the end result?
I don't think we didn't stabilise behind the ball until sort of the last part of the second quarter. But we've got that. Sometimes that'll work for us. Sometimes it won't. Sometimes it'll be the right call. Sometimes it won't. I thought, when we had really strong heat and contests around the ball, in particular at stoppage, that's when we were able to control the flow of play. I mean, and games generally go with contested ball, and this one was no different.
Was that the critical sort of shift that you were able to tighten around those contests and not let them? Once they got it out, they moved the ball so quickly, yeah. You had to keep it in tight.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, GWS just aren't an attacking force. I mean, they defend quite well, and they've got big bodies inside that win ball. And obviously, I thought Jared Witz's performance on Mumford was really strong. I don't know what the hit-out stats were, but we didn't feel like we weren't at least getting a 50-50 crack at the ground level ball, and that was partly due to structure and partly due to Witz's contest. That's predominantly where the game starts. So we needed to control the inside first, and as I said, for the most part, we did.
Are you pretty pleased with the players you've been able to bring into the side, like Farco, White, Chris, all exceptional today? Are you pretty satisfied that you've been able to bring in players who are doing really good jobs for you?
Yeah, look, I mean, for the most part, through the first half of the year, we've had guys that have played their roles well. I thought Trav was exceptional in the first quarter today, and really set the agenda with his pressure and then with his transition run. Crispy's been, you know, really strong. Jesse in his 100th was a good response to the last couple of weeks. And we've got young boys who've come in and played their role. When Jared Blair out, it's a significant out for us when you come up against a side like GWS who love to run and carry. And when Blair's been that tackle machine for us in that front half, we were able to flick Trav back in front of the ball, and he provided it. Jordan DeGoe was excellent. Tim Broomhead has done it very well. Elliot and Fasolo this week. We're sharing the load really well, so it's good to see.
Just on the start, 8-3 last year, do you feel as if it's a more mature group, you're playing better footy at this stage than last year?
I don't know if we're playing better footy, but I think we are a more mature group. We're a better team and we're a better club than we were 12 months ago, and I think we're just developing, you know, week on week. The environment around the place is really, really solid. You know, we're not getting carried away one way or the other. If we have a loss, it's not the end of the world. If we have a win, we're not the champions that everyone might tell us that we are. It's somewhere in between always. And I think we're maintaining our composure well as an organisation, and that's going to stand us in good stead.
Douglas, was that Brown's best game under
you? Yeah, he's had a really solid first half of the year. We were controlled inside 50s to keep GWS to only 42, or any team to 42 is a good number. But when he was challenged in one-on-ones, he invariably won them. People forget that Brownie's missed a lot of footy with his knee and with his shoulder. Expect to see that 2010 finals performance every week. But he's shown really strong leadership and has stood up in that role as one of the designated leaders at the footy club. And his performances have followed suit.
Why did you decide to go with Brown instead of Frost on Cameron?
Question. We honestly didn't consolidate those matchups until yesterday morning. It was really late. We absorbed as much as we could about the way GWS have gone about it. Asked Frosty and Brownie themselves to have a look at the vision and see what they thought. And then Hardy and I had a conversation about 10 minutes before walking into the team meeting yesterday morning and said, no, what do you reckon? Yep, this way. So we thought, yeah, McCarthy, we could have gone 6-1, half a dozen the other, but we thought that McCarthy probably been shooting up on the lead and had been probably on the move quite a bit more, and it probably suited Frosty for us, but it was probably as near a run thing as a 50-50 as we've had.
But so I think a month ago you were talking about throwing letters in the bin from fans about Trav's goal kicking. Footy changes pretty quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it can change equally as quickly the other way. So we're not, as I said, we're not getting carried away with it. Trav's form's been excellent. I reckon he's operated about 70% health and fitness in the last 2 weeks. He's been carrying a lurgy, crook as a dog, and done really well to get up. So his performances are more meritorious because of that. But I think he's a more mature player than he's been. He's great. He's leading really strongly, and it's just great to see his development. I think he's starting to explore parts of his football life that he hasn't before. He's more connected to the footy club than he ever has been, and his performances are reflecting that.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, today, space for him in your side after the bye, you think?
I haven't seen 1 minute of that VFL vision, and I'd probably have to have a look before I commented.
Bucks, how excited are you about the next four games?
Yeah, well, no, not looking at four games. No, we next opponent's Freo and on Thursday week, and yeah, in many ways, you don't need much of a reminder to see that anyone can be beaten on any given day if you don't bring your best. So we understand that, both in times when we're expected to win or times when we're the underdog. What people think is largely irrelevant, unless it's the players themselves, what they think. But we're looking forward to attacking that challenge to travel over to Perth and to see whether we can play our brand of footy for four quarters and see where we get.
It might have been the start of the year after 11 games. Do you think you're better side than you thought you might be?
No, I'm not surprised by our growth. I'm not surprised by our development, and I still think we've got a long way to go, and we've got a lot of work to do.
Does last year's experience make you temper that enthusiasm too?
I didn't think that was too enthusiastic,
mate.
We can't look any further than our next opponent, and we'll do that. I mean, there's a really clear delineation in the season, isn't there, when you come to your bye? And the fact that you play 11 games before it and you play 11 games after it, it's probably a pretty good time to sit back and have a look at what you've done well and what you can improve, and we'll do that. It'll be largely positive, just the same way as it was last year. We've got to look after the little things. All the little things, all the basics will come home to roost. If you do them well, then you'll be rewarded. If you do them poorly, or if you take your eye off the ball, or if you blink, or if you take a breath, or if you exhale, you'll be caught out. And we're not going to do that. We're actually not feeling like we're waiting for a particular moment to gather ourselves. that's what I talk about, the maturity of the organisation and the coaching group, etc., and the leadership. I think that we're doing that as we go. We don't have to wait for a particular point to know where we're at. We're looking forward to the next challenge.
Can I ask you about Taylor Adams? How did you see his performance against his old side, and how was he feeling sort of leading into the game?
Yeah, he was really keen. When he first missed last week, we didn't expect him to get up for this game. But he's done it remarkably well. And I think he proved today that he's a legitimate part of our first choice midfield, because he's a hard contested ball winner in tight, and his transition to get to the next contest is really strong. So, I mean, he covers big case. He's only in the infancy of his career, really. There's going to be far more development as he goes along, but it's fair to say that he would have enjoyed today.
Do you expect Grundy and Blair back after the ball?
Yeah, I think Blair will be right. He was touch and go, 6-day break. Wise not to force it, especially with the bye on the other side. Broads has had a scare. He's going to be in a neck brace for a couple of weeks. I don't know. We don't know. I'd say it'd be unlikely for Freo, but he might be a chance. You know, we don't know exactly how it's going to go. It's still a fair way away. Cheers. Thanks, guys.